This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant with the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, right? We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I feel like the answer's staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, it's the 788, DTM, just like Jake the Snake. Actually, we don't participate, but if you do, then I'ma see you at your weight. Don't let the drama fluctuate. I don't wanna, I gotta, we cooking sex. Now where would we be at if we let you do that? We probably be laying on our backs.
Player.
Nigga!
Man, shouts to Dilla. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And first and foremost, I gotta start by thanking you for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me. You know, listen to my stories, hear my random ramblings. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and that means everything to me. I really do appreciate you. Had to start with that, because this past week would have been Dilla's, I think, 49th birthday. February 7th would have been his 49th birthday. And if I could tell you how difficult it was for me to sit here and try to figure out like what Dilla beat I wanted to choose to open the show with this week. I knew I was going to do something for Dilla, but just the amount of music that, you know, he produced and made that is iconic to me. It just made it tough. Like, I can't even say that is my favorite Dilla beat. I'm not saying it's not. I just don't know if I have a favorite. Like, I don't know if you could pick one. I say I picked that one because I saw there's a YouTube channel by the name of Who Sampled. And they have a really dope animation of like where that sample came from, and like I love shit like that, like seeing the breakdowns of samples and things like that. I don't think they did it, but there's another clip out there that shows like the breakdown of the samples for Shook Ones. That's not a Dilla beat, but that's a dope ass video, and like to see where all of that came from and how they pieced it together. It's just, to me, the mind that can create something like that is amazing to me. But Dilla, you know, rest in peace. I used to actually sit Elise down when she was a baby, like less than 2 years old, and she used to just sit in my lap at my desk, and I would just like play Dilla instrumentals, like just instrumentals, no rap, no lyrics, no nothing over top of it. I just wanted her to, you know, to get that early appreciation for this music, and I figured that, like, that's one of the best places to start. He's one of the best producers of all time. Great musical mind. So I had to start the show that way. And yeah, and not just that track is one of my favorites, but every time I do the questions episode, you know, that's another Dilla beat.
Why your girl get giddy when my name come up?
I think that's my new, like, relax, chill diss. I'm just gonna look at niggas and be like, yo, why your girl get giddy when my name come up? And then watch them in that moment, like, go back in time and try to replay every moment that I came up in conversation and see if they can remember what their girl's face was like. Yeah, that's my new shit right there. Yo, why your girl get giddy when my name come up? And you know she do. But anyway, so that's the start of the show. It's not the point of the show, but that's the start of the show. Rest in peace, Dilla. One of the greats. Let's get into the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir. I am. That is my baby. I love her to death. Like I said, I used to play Dilla for her when she was young. Hoping it'll pay off one day. And like she remembers that, or a song comes on and it immediately connects with her because of the time she spent with that. But I just wanted to give you guys an update because I mentioned in my last show that I had an exchange of like Facebook messages with Chef Elise. And in one of them, she said that, you know, she wasn't my sweet little girl anymore. And it broke my heart. Like, man, it was rough. And so when I saw her last week, you know, I brought it up. I'm like, man, because I think I hit her back after she sent me the message to saying she wasn't my sweet little girl anymore. And I was like, why not? And she never responded. So I'm like, geez, like, what, did I do something? Like, what happened in this, you know, beautiful daddy-daughter relationship that I thought I had? Like, what's going on? And so, you know, when I saw her, I brought it up. And she was like, no, Dad, you didn't read the message right. I said, I'll never not be your sweet little girl. And I was like, oh, never not, double negative. Like, my mom would be so appalled as an English teacher. But, like, now I get it. You'll never, okay. So she was affirming that she's going to be my sweet little girl forever. Facts, that's what it is. So, we're putting this, you know, in the archival internet globosphere, whatever it is, like, it's out there. So for all you little niggas or women, who knows where she's gonna go, but for all you motherfuckers that in a couple years think you can come and stake claim to my little girl, understand, she will always be my sweet little girl, and I will punch one of you little niggas in the throat. I swear to God I will. Like, I'm ready to do it at 7. Like, little 7-year-olds get out of pocket, I'm ready to just be a problem. So I can only imagine what I'm going to be like if it's a grown-ass dude that, you know, I don't approve of. I'm just saying, she's my sweet little girl. Fuck with it if you want to. Valentine's Day is coming up, so I know I'm going to do another pop-up. I don't think it's going to be as much of a surprise. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, the fact that it's not a surprise. Like, I've done it enough that she now expects it and it's no longer a surprise. I'm happy that it's become something that's so consistent that she expects it. But, you know, I'd like the idea of the surprise, but it is what it is. And I got her a little What Is Love shirt because she helped me design it. So please check out the merch store. You know, if you see the What Is Love shirt, it's what it is with the heart and everything. Cop yourself one. You know, understand that was a joint venture between Daddy and Chef Elise. So, yeah, that's all I got. She'll never not be my sweet little girl. And that's the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
It is what it is. Yeah. So, I named this episode Survivor's Remorse because of some shit that I recently went through. And also because it's the name of a dope show on Netflix that I haven't watched yet. But I was in the barbershop the other day. And that's my source for all things black cinema, the barbershop. I sit in the chair, and he normally has like Netflix or Amazon Prime or something up, and he's watching the show, and it's almost universally like black. And so he had this show up, and I guess I didn't know that this was created by LeBron. Shouts to him for breaking the record the other night. I looked down for a second. I knew he was only 2 points away, and I was like doing something on my phone, and I looked up in time to see the ball go through the net, but I didn't know he shot it. So whatever. Nothing to do with the story. But anyway, yeah, the show was produced by him. I wonder how much of it is taken from his life or whatever. But I haven't watched it yet. I saw a little bit of it, and you know, Mike Epps is in it. It looked like it was pretty cool, pretty funny. But I'm real squeamish and like snobbish about my black cinema, black movies and TVs, because y'all have led me astray too many times. Like I think I got scorned and just like fucked up with y'all after Soul Plane. After if another motherfucker tried to tell me Soul Plane is a classic, like shut up, like chill. Like just admit that it's not. Just know that it's not. That and Baby Boy, we don't need to ever see that on BET ever again. That's the reason I don't watch BET, is cause every other time I turned it on, Baby Boy was playing and I got sick of that shit. Like let's be honest with each other about certain things. But that also is not the point of the episode. I told you these were random ramblings. But yeah, man, we had another ice storm in Texas, in Austin, Central Texas. And I was here for the last one. I think I was living in a sober home. And it wasn't that bad. Like, we lost power for a little bit. We had to, like, light a fire using cardboard boxes in the fireplace in the house we were in. But we thugged it out. Like, we made it through it. We only lost power for like, I don't know, 8 hours tops. And it was crazy to see like the way the city shut down and all of that. But You know, it seemed like a random occurrence. You know, it don't happen that often here, and it wasn't that bad for me. So I moved on with my life, whatever. Moved out, got my own apartment by myself. Shit is behind me, not even thinking about it. And then just like out of nowhere, I didn't even, because I don't watch the news. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge me, whatever. I don't really watch TV for that, for the most part. I watch like YouTube and shit like that. So I had no idea it was coming. And then also here in Texas, like I'm from the East Coast. In Texas, like they panic at the threat of snow. You have no idea how many times like shit has legitimately closed down because there was the possibility that it might snow or freeze the next day. And then like nothing happened. So I'm numb to it. I don't really pay attention to it. I'm not running out in the stores like fighting for toilet paper and shit like that, because normally they overreact and I don't care. So I really didn't catch wind of it until like Monday morning. And I was supposed to be meeting one of my old bosses downtown for lunch to discuss some shit that I'm hoping works out. And then I saw that like we were under a winter weather advisory. So I just, you know, to be courteous, hit him up and was like trying to make sure that, you know, he still wanted to meet with the weather being what it is. Cause the city was like, certain shit was like making decisions about shutting down. And we met up, you know, we decided like, nah, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Like we'll meet up. We had a good meeting. I will say about the meeting. So, like I said, I'm new to driving and, I definitely don't drive downtown. So I don't know a lot of shit. Like if it wasn't someplace somebody had taken me, or if it wasn't someplace that was off a bus route or something like that, like I don't know it. And so we were trying to decide where to meet up. He asked me to pick something that was like in between. He was going to be downtown and I'm up in North Austin. And I saw this restaurant and I thought I had been there before. And when I looked on the map, like it was exactly like in between the two of us. And so I was like, well, let's go here. I think I've been here before. You know, food is decent. We'll go there. And he was like, great. You know, he didn't object, didn't think twice. Like, great. So I get there mad early because, you know, I'm squeamish about driving. So I always leave super early so that I can make mistakes and not have to worry about missing my turn and shit like that. So I get there early and I'm sitting in the parking lot and I haven't gone in yet. And then he tells me he's on his way. So I'm like, oh, man, let me go ahead, get up, go in there and get a table. And then I wish I had gotten up earlier because I might have could have called the audible or something. But when I get there, like I noticed from the moment the hostess came to open the door as I was walking toward it, like she doesn't have much on. What's going on here? Like it's cold as fuck outside. Like what's happening? And then I look around and like everybody is like that. And they got, you know, so this was, I guess this place was sort of like a Hooters or something. But it wasn't called Hooters. I'm smarter than that. But like they got other spot. They got a spot down here called Twin Peaks. And you can guess, like, that's like a Hooters, Twin Peaks. Ha ha ha. Good joke. But like, it's, I don't want to be racially insensitive, but yeah, like, it's like white girls. So they might have a little chest, but like, no, they wearing the little boy shorts, but it's like, what's the point? Like, you just, there's nothing for me to look at. Like, why? Just go ahead and wear pants. Like, just chill with that. That was not the case at this joint. This was a more Latino style joint, and it was a lot of cheeks out. So I had to text him immediately, like, let me apologize in advance. I thought I had been here before, but clearly I have not. I just want you to know, I didn't know. And so he got there. Everything went smooth, but that was the start to my week. Before the fucking world ended, you know, I took my old boss to discuss business over cheeks, for lack of a better word. But anyway, so I wasn't taking any of it seriously. And I think, you know, by that night, they were really like it might get bad. And then I heard it start to rain and it was pretty cold outside. So I know, you know, rain, cold, ice, you know, I'm thinking, all right, you know, worst case scenario, this is a dope reason to take a day off. Like, I'll get a day off. The city will shut down, whatever. Like, I work for the transit authority. Like, if the buses and shit shut down, like, cool beans. So I'm still not tripping about it. Matter of fact, my biggest concern when I got up the next day and noticed, like, how icy and stuff it was outside was that I should have saved some of them Rice Krispie treats. Like, I had ran through that 40-count box of Rice Krispie treats, and I was like, damn, I should have saved some of them Rice Krispie treats, but I didn't. And so, yeah, by Tuesday, wasn't super bad, and I think by, like, Wednesday, it continued, and, like, Wednesday morning, like, my internet went out. So I do the T-Mobile home internet. So my internet comes through like a cellular service. So that morning, like, internet was mad slow, even on my phone. Really couldn't do anything, you know, work wise. The streets were rough and crazy. So nobody was expecting me to go into the office. So I was like, you know, it kind of sucks because I really don't have shit to do with no internet, but at least I ain't got to work. And the power went out a couple times, but it just blinked. You know, it was just like, go out, come right back on, go out, come right back on. Nothing to really be alarmed by. Then, you know, probably around 2 o'clock, like, it went out. Like, I noticed first that the internet, like, we went from being, like, unusably slow to just being non-existent. And then, like, moments later, everything went down. And, again, I wasn't super concerned. I'm like, you know, I had done that a couple times through the day, so it's going to come right back. My biggest worry at that point was that I was supposed to record with a fellow podcaster for my Plugs I Met series. I actually just recorded with her tonight before I sat down to do this, so we were able to reschedule. But, yeah, I knew that was coming up. It's like, I have no idea if I'm going to have power or internet in the next couple hours, and I didn't have a phone number for her. So, like, all I had was, like, internet shit, like Facebook and email, and I don't have access to any of that. So luckily I was able to text some mutual friends and get the message across and everything. But that's where I was going into Wednesday. You know, it had been rather warm, you know, before that. And then, you know, I had the heat going for the first half of the day. So when the power went out, it was still comfortable in the house. You know, I still had food, you know, no internet, which kind of sucks, but I really don't have to work right now. I could take a nap. My thought process was, as I'm going to go to sleep, and when I wake up, everything, the world is going to be normal again. Well, that's not what the fuck happened. That was the start. Wednesday was the start of about 3.5 days straight with no power, no internet, no nothing. And like, I'm saying it like it was like, I know I'm making it sound like it's if you're from the East Coast or you're from a place where it gets cold, you're like, man, shut the fuck up. But it's different. Like, because I've been through being stranded somewhere or being stuck in the house for an extended period of time without power. Living on the East Coast, like, you know, it might happen to you in the summer with, like, hurricanes or them kind of storms come through. It might happen to you in the winter with, like, ice storms and blizzards and stuff. But the last time I experienced something like this, I think I was in an apartment and lost power for like a week. I had my girlfriend with me. And so we was in there together and we thugged it out together. It's something different about, like, having somebody in there with you. Just to have somebody to talk to when you can't do shit else, is something. But this was like me by myself, no internet, no TV, no nothing, no power for like 3.5 fucking days. It was fucking crazy. It felt like every apocalypse movie combined. Like, I think at some point, you know, I go to sleep Wednesday afternoon. I wake up like toward Wednesday night. Now it's dark in the apartment. And now the temperature's dropped. You know, the whatever residual heat I still had in the house from the heat being on during the day is gone. It's fucking cold. And I'm still not taking it seriously. You want to know what my biggest concern was at that point? I play Madden Ultimate Team. And Madden Ultimate Team has daily objectives. And if you complete these objectives every day, they count towards, you know, certain prizes and shit like that. And I had some things where I had gotten down to the point where I couldn't miss a day. I had like 3 or 4 days left to get these certain awards. And in order to get them, I needed to complete the objectives every day for those 3 or 4 days and couldn't miss a day. And now I'm gonna miss a day because I ain't got no power. That was still like my biggest concern going into Wednesday night. It wasn't that it's a fucking ice storm outside and I have no power and who knows what's going on in my refrigerator. How am I going to cook? I'm cold as fuck, you know. It wasn't my concern. My concern was what's going to happen to my Madden Ultimate Team. But so I found a way to, I think I got like crackers and shit. I was eating like crackers and peanut butter Wednesday night. Because I'm like, this is a short stay. Not going to be a forever thing. I just need to get through the night. I don't feel like, you know, trying to finagle no situation with food and stuff like that. I could have had some cereal. I don't think I did that. Like I'm trying to keep my refrigerator door closed. So we crackers and peanut butter. That's what we're doing tonight. We'll be fine. Go to sleep. Wake up probably middle of the night, Thursday morning. It is super freezing in the house at this time. Then it starts to dawn on me. You know, I got a little girl, my little girl who said that she's never not going to be my sweet little girl. You know, I need to check on her. So like around Thursday morning is when I start like, let me not sit in here feeling sorry for myself because I ain't got shit to do when I'm cold. You know, what I should be doing is making sure my people are good. And if there's something I could do to help somebody else, that'll get my mind off of sitting here not having nothing to do. And it'll be good karma points. Like I need all the karma I can get. So I started reaching out and I reach out, you know, to my ex-wife and they're fine. They have power. I reach out to Chad. He has power. They're fine. So now I'm feeling a little jealous, but whatever. You know, I take a look, you know, outside. I take a look, you know, I go out of my apartment to try to, you know, see what the fuck is going on. And like I said, it felt like every zombie movie, every apocalypse zombie movie combined. Like I go into the hallway, it is pitch black. This is the middle of the day. So outside is light. It's foggy, but it's light. But inside the building, like it is pitch black in these hallways. And I open the door, it's dead quiet. You know, it's on some I Am Legend type shit. Like I think I was the only person left in the building. Like everybody else had somewhere to go. And I say that. let me just sidetrack real quick. I say that like I didn't have nowhere to go. No, I had places to go. So when I reached out to my ex-wife, her thing was, you know, come over here. You know, you can charge your stuff, whatever. You know, we got electricity, we got heat. And so I had that option. But in my mind, understand people, in my mind, that option is the same as no option. Like I don't want to go, you know, and know this. I know if she listens to the show, so if you hear this, understand, it's not a diss. I'm not saying you're not good people. I'm not saying that we don't have a good co-parenting relationship. I'm not saying that your husband isn't good people. I just don't really want to be at my ex-wife's house. Like I just understand. It's just not. Like I don't really want, it's not really comfortable sometimes to have like a front row seat to your new life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just understand that. I appreciate the fact that you offer. And I would have felt some kind of way probably if you didn't. But I was, my pride and who I am, and you know me well enough to know that I would have never taken you up on it. Even though I did eventually go out there. Because that's how bad it got. That's how I knew I was starting to take it seriously when I was like, fuck it, I might need to ride my ass up over there. So yeah, I did, after I went out in the hallway and just like pitch black, and I got to get the flashlight on my phone, and I'm expecting to just like turn a corner and it'd be like a zombie or something in the corner who didn't notice me until the light hit him, and now I got to run back in my apartment. Like, that's the kind of shit that was going through my head, because that's what it seemed like. I had never been through anything like this where it felt like I'm the last person in the building. I'm down to nothing. I got nothing to do, nothing but time to think. I'm freezing my ass off and like trying to figure out how I'm gonna survive it. So yeah, Thursday, I went over there to her house and, you know, spent a couple hours charging my things, hanging out with my daughter. I got to see her get her hair pressed with like a straightening comb. And that's a whole nother episode. I got that in the works. I want to have some ladies on because I need to talk about something. I need to understand some things. I need, you know, some women to educate me on like how all this shit works and what my role in any of it should be or is supposed to be kind of situation. But that's neither here nor there. I hung out over there. But as soon as I got a decent charge or anything, I was like, I got to go and went back home. And that backfired immediately because like as soon as I went outside, it started raining. So now I'm driving back home in the rain, in the dark, because even though her house had power, a lot of the area didn't. So street lights is out, stop lights, you know, traffic lights are out. So everything's a four-way stop. I'm trying to see that there is a, you know, an intersection coming so I can know to approach it like a four-way stop. And then even still, you know, because people here in Texas aren't accustomed to bad weather, they don't know how to drive in it. So they going nuts through these streets. And it's just the worst experience ever trying to get back. And then, like, doing all of that to get back to an empty-ass apartment, empty, dark, cold-ass apartment, just, goddamn, that sucked. Like, it sucked monkey balls. Like, it was the fucking worst. But, yeah, that was Thursday. Friday, I don't remember how the fuck I survived Friday. I really don't. In my mind, the power was coming on any minute. So I just needed to, like, thug it out. I just needed to make it through. If I could just, like, rest as much as I possibly can. I know what I did Friday. Friday, it got so cold, I went to the office. Like, the streets were finally, like, clear enough. I had experienced that from driving to my ex-wife's house. So Friday, I'm like, I'm going to go to the office. And here's the even more fucked up thing. I don't want your sympathy. I'm just telling you this because I need to get it off my goddamn chest. Like, I had a fucking week. Here's the fucked up thing. So I told you guys I work in IT. The office that's closest to me, and now I'm a circulating employee, so I do not have a desk. When I do go into the office, if it's required for me to be there, you get in where you fit in. They got like hoteling spaces and spaces that are for these circulating employees, but it's not your space. So the closest office to me, the space that I work out of, is right next to a server room. And for whatever reason, when they were building out this space, they thought the server room was going to be bigger. And so they built like one big space for the server room and then broke off half of it to be like a little office for somebody to sit in. But if you know anything about server rooms, servers run hot. So the AC for a server room is crazy because you got to keep all of that equipment cool. So because this office was originally a part of a server room, it has the same, it's serviced by the same air conditioning system. So it is only like percentage points warmer in this fucking office than it is in the apartment that I just left. So looking for goddamn shelter, I go to work when I probably, you know, but trying to find shelter, the best I could get at the moment was like somewhat less freezing than where I left. I actually went out like in the middle of the day and like sat in my car. I mean, you know, silver lining, I discovered that I had heated seats. I didn't know I had heated seats. Now I know. I don't know when I'll ever fucking use them again in Texas, but I got to use them last week. Sat in my car, turned the heated seats on, watched Friday on the DVD player for a little bit to warm up. I had to go outside to warm up. Hear what I'm saying. I had to go outside in an ice storm to warm up. My fucking week. And so, yeah, I make it through that. I'm hoping, again, I'm hoping of all hopes that I'm going to go home and the power is going to be back on and everything's going to be great. That didn't happen. So, yeah, the power finally came back like Saturday afternoon and I made it through. And it fucked with me because it came on Saturday morning. And you know, I realized it was coming on. I heard it. Everything started powering up. And I'm like, you know, let me temper my expectations because it could immediately go back down. And then it stayed up for a while. And they had warned us about like making sure your breakers and things were off because if everybody's furnace tries to turn on at the same time and the power gets restored, it'll just cause a secondary outage. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. I'm like, I'm cold, but I can't turn the heat on yet because I want this to be it. I want this to be the forever thing for me. And I finally was like, man, fuck it. I'm going to turn the heat on. And I turned the heat on and I shit you not. I don't think it was me, but this is exactly what the fuck happened. And I turned the heat on and like maybe 10 minutes later, I hear the like explosion or a loud boom off of the distance. Everything goes back to her. And it was just like that little bit of hope that I got that I had made it just gone. I think the thing I was the most mad about is that, don't judge me. I had been looking forward to taking a shower. I hadn't taken a shower in like 3 days and I had been trying to bird bath it, but you can imagine that like when it's that cold, like water, even if you heat the water up on the stove or something, because that's what I had gotten down to, was like heating water up on the stove, making tea and, you know, and trying to bathe myself. But even heating water up on the stove, you know, when you get your skin wet, you get cold real fast. So I'm being very, I'm being very squeamish about that. Like I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going in. I'm getting the main areas and stuff like that. But I knew I hadn't washed my hair or nothing like that in like 3 days. I was looking forward to taking a shower. And then I felt like I missed my opportunity. Like I could have got that shower in if I had just like not lollygagged and taken advantage of the power. Because I was so fucking hurt. But it eventually came back on and I survived. And there were a couple of silver linings, a couple of really interesting things that happened. So one, the property manager of my building is black. And you know, and this is Austin, this is Texas. I don't think the majority of our complex is. And she's very professional, always, you know, speaks to people a certain way, even when she has to send emails out and stuff, warning people about their kids playing Ding Dong Dash and stuff at people's doors and people leaving their garbage out and stuff like that. Everything's very, very professional, very on the level. Like, it was so cool to see the moment when, like, her blackness came out and she fucking broke. So when the thing first started, I guess everybody's texting. I don't know why I didn't, because I'm a sane person, but I guess everybody's like texting or emailing her, but like, oh, the power's out. The property manager can't turn the fucking power back on. Like, what? Why are you saying something to her? But I guess she was getting like bombarded with this stuff. So she started. So the Austin Electric Company had like a website and they had a map where you could see where all the outages are and you could see where crews were and they had like estimated times to restoration and stuff like that. So when I started getting these text messages from her, I knew that all she is doing is going to the website, seeing what they say, and then reporting it back. So like I even had to set up where the Austin Electric Company was sending me text messages to update me on the outage. So I get a text message from them saying we've dispatched the crew. And then like 5 minutes later, I get a text message from the property manager saying a crew has been dispatched. You know, so she was just relaying the message. And I can understand how annoying that fucking gets when any of these dumbasses could have done it too, but they just fucking with her for whatever reason. So on Saturday, when the power came on and stayed on for probably like a half an hour, she sent a message out. And I think Austin Electric even sent a text saying your power has been restored. So she sent a text after that saying the power's been restored. Like, exclamation points, yay, all that good shit. And I saw people, like, start to come back. But by the time they got there, the power had gone back off again. So, I think she sent another email or another text message after that. I got to find it. But, she was telling people, the power is gone off. And that's when she kind of broke. And it was like, her message was kind of like, I guess the power is back off again. I have no idea when it's going to come back. Y'all need to go to Austin Electric and ask them. But like, you could see the moment where it was like, leave me the fuck alone. Text me one more motherfucking time and see what happens. I have nothing to do with the goddamn electricity. I've told you where to go. I ain't relaying another motherfucking message. Next time you find out about this electricity, it will be because you put the legwork in and you went and found out what the fuck was going on. Text me one more time, see what happened. She didn't say none of that, but that's what I heard when I read that text message. Text me one more time, see what happened. And that shit was hilarious to me. And maybe that's me pulling entertainment out of stuff because I had nothing else, but I was highly entertained. And the other thing that happened, the silver lining, and I know this makes me, I'm weird, and I just got to understand that I'm weird. I did something for the first time this past week, and I was, like, super proud of myself. And I know nobody else will be, but I was. I went through a drive-thru. I went through a drive-thru this week. And, I've been through drive-thrus as a passenger in someone else's car. But this was the first time I went through a drive-thru in my car as the driver. And it was cool as shit to me. I really have been scared to do it. Like, I don't like driving. And I have imposter syndrome about driving. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And it's only a matter of time before somebody realizes that and gets upset or I fuck something up. So, you know, I drive the routes that I know, and, you know, certain streets, you know, I know. I don't like to get in the close quarters streets. I don't like to get in the close quarters area, parking lots and things like that. Those are where my anxiety really kicks in. Because I'm realizing it's a social thing. Like, it's not that I feel like I'm going to make a mistake and, you know, hit something or hit somebody. I'm a super safe driver and I feel in control of the car. So it's not that. I'm more like mortified of embarrassing myself and like not doing something I'm supposed to do or turning the wrong way and somebody honking at me, like people honking at me and stuff like that fucks with me. So I don't like close quarters driving. I don't like parking lots. I don't like gas stations. But, you know, I've had to get over that because that's a necessity. And the last thing on the list, I guess, really was drive-thrus. And I guess I got hungry enough and I went to Wendy's and I made it through the drive-thru. And I was super proud of myself. So shouts to me. but that was about it, man. I fucking survived that shit. And I appreciate, you know, everybody who reached out to make sure that I was okay. I appreciate the people who were willing to, you know, be flexible about, you know, schedules we had. I had a couple of recording sessions planned. And, you know, all I had to fall by the wayside because I had no way possible to do it. I appreciate my ex-wife and Chad. Chad, I didn't take you up on your offer to come over there because I can't give you that. Like, I can't give you that. I can't, I know somewhere down the line, I'm like, yeah, that's that. Remember that time I had to rescue your cold ass from, like, I'm just not, I can't give you that. Like, Chad picked me up from the surgeon's office when I got my wrist surgery. And I've heard about that before. I've heard about that since. So I couldn't give you another thing. Couldn't give you another. You know, you had to rescue helpless ass Flan. So now I couldn't do that. So I had places to go, but they weren't options in my eyes. Couldn't do it. But I appreciate you guys for that. And I appreciate you if you made it this far through the episode. I hope, you know, anybody else is dealing with the winter weather that you had a better experience and that you're safe and warm and all that good stuff. You know what the worst part about the whole thing is? You know I said I was done, but I gotta drop this last one. Is that Sunday, the day after I finally got power back. So now I got power in the house. I'm feeling good. It's comfortable in the house. It had, when I turned the thermostat back on, when the power came back, it was like low 40s in my apartment. And that's after, because Saturday, I think it got up to like the 60s. So it had warmed up outside, which was helping to warm up my apartment. But after like almost a day of the 60s, my apartment had gotten up to 40 something degrees. So that means at some point, it was probably in the 30s in my apartment. For them 3.5 days where the world fucking ended. Sunday, as if nothing ever fucking happened, is 70 plus degrees in Austin. I'm outside on a balcony in a short sleeve shirt. Hot. Man, fuck. Yeah, Texas need to get it together, dog. Like, just what season is it? God damn it. Like, just pick one and just rock with that for a little bit and transition. Like, learn this. Get your Segway game together, Texas. Like, you don't know how to transition between shit. You just ice storm 70. Like, that's not the way shit's supposed to work. Fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, whatever. But I appreciate y'all letting me rant and just get it off my chest. I know it wasn't the end of the world. It felt like the end of the world, but it wasn't. And I made it. I think the biggest silver lining is that, like, it helped me be, you know, grateful. My gratitude has increased. Losing power and the internet and access to entertainment and not knowing when I was ever going to be comfortable again in my apartment, you know, just freezing for days. Like, you know, you appreciate stuff. So when I'm sitting around here, like, not happy with where I'm at because I'm in an apartment and not a house, or I don't have this, or I'm not at this point in my life, and I stunted my own growth with my alcoholism and all that kind of shit. It's like, nah, man, be grateful. Like, you have a lot. You have electricity. You have the internet. You know, you're in a warm place. You like your apartment. Yeah, you know, like, I have a lot to be grateful for. And I think maybe that's where I was. Maybe I was complaining too much. I hate to, like, put a whole ice storm on me. Like, it was, God had to teach me a lesson, so all y'all motherfuckers had to suffer. But, you know, maybe it was something I needed to go through. It is what it is. But if you made it this far, you're the real MVP, and I appreciate you. Please go check out the merch store. You know, take a look at those What Is Love t-shirts. It's probably too late to get them by Valentine's Day, but it's never too late for love. I think Amron was trying to prove that point during our recording session. You'll get that episode later. It's coming. But yeah, fuck with me. I got a lot of dope content coming. I appreciate y'all for hanging out with me. It is still hoodie season, so coupon code hoodie season will get you 20% off in the store. That's HOODIESZN at whatistws.com/store. Get your merch. Help me take Sheffy Lee's to Disneyland or something. Let me help me celebrate my sweet little girl, letting me know that she'll forever be my sweet little girl. Fuck y'all niggas. But with that being said, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light, and know this if you know nothing else. And I love you. Holla. I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then. Might realize it later.
Love.